It's Tuesday, the 8th of January, and it's just left 8 a.m. and it is slightly lighter this morning, even though it is overcast yet again. But it's dry, there's a breeze, very pleasant though. Quite a strong wee breeze blowing. We can hear the train coming into town away in the distance. Such as the sound carrying. Anyway, another really good night's sleep last night. Oh, it's wonderful. It's just good. It's just good. It's hard to believe that at this point, today is exactly a week away from New Year, from the start of the year. All that celebration, festivities and thoughts and plans and well wishes and greetings within a week I've almost forgotten about. Of course, I still meet people as I did yesterday who I haven't seen since before the new year, and still greet you with a handshake and a warm Happy New Year. It will linger that way for another couple of weeks, I guess. Days are definitely beginning to increase in length. We know that scientifically, but actually witnessing it is a different matter, and this morning there is that difference. Met a friend, a guy that I knew from school, who stayed a few doors from where I stayed with my mother and father, and he stayed with his family. Met him yesterday. His name is Raymond, and I'll tell you a story about Raymond in another audio book. Because it deserves hearing how his life has went since he was a young man. And how things have went from. As I spoke to him yesterday at length, I came away just realising that my illnesses are just, and the things that's happened in my life, not just illnesses, are nothing compared to Raymond's. So he deserves to be heard, at least through my voice. It's funny how some people never really move away, and I moved just a few miles away when I got married, simply because the company I worked for gave me a house there, and it happened to be where my wife lived with her family. And I spent 21 years there before I moved back to my hometown here. But coming back all those years ago and up till today, I'm still amazed at the number of people that are still in this town that have never left the town, and some that have never actually left the house they were born in, you know, and people at my age in their 60s, you know, just amazing. Kind of stuck there like a fridge magnet, unable to peel yourself off and move across the room. I've often thought to ask those people why they never moved. What was the reason they decided to not step out the zone? I know some, for some reasons, let's just say, the ones that depend on benefits and have done all their life, really, possibly a reason why they never moved, but so many other people that have worked through their lives, and I wonder what kept them here. I wonder what keeps people in their hometown never wandering, or if they do wander, wandering, you know, half a mile within that town or something. It's very, very strange. Having said that, my wife's, or my sister-in-law, my wife's sister, up in the nearby town, moved from her birth home down round the corner, about 100 yards, and then when she got married, moved across the road from that house. So she hasn't went far at all, has she? And never will. And here's me, I haven't moved much at all. 6 miles away, 6 miles back. And still only half a mile from my birth home and from my second home with my mum and dad. Yeah. It's just very strange why circumstances, or how circumstances, keep us in the one area all the time. Must be some bond or something, family bonds, or I don't know. Yes, it's getting much later as I speak, even. Much, much later. I think they'll be rejoicing the morning I come out here and the sun's smacking me straight in the face. Ah, tea.